Hello, folks. Off-Grid Gary. And today, we're going to be talking about taking a stand. You know, for a lot of years now, we have lived off the grid. And it hasn't been just because of what's happening. It's because of there's nothing worse than going through a hurricane and losing power for 2 weeks or just a storm, whatever. Well, that's the way it started. You know, when we first did this whole venture, it was to save money, have our debt knocked down to nothing, you know, have a 3 to 4 day supply of food in the house just in case something happened, you know. This was back 10, 15 years ago, you know. You know, we always tried to have a few items on hand, this kind of thing. But now, let's speed forward 2021, November 7th, today. Today, we prep for a whole other reason because we're standing our ground because our constitutional rights, as we know them, are getting ripped away from us. You know, I'm to the point now, I just really don't give a rat's butt, but here's the way I look at it. If it affects me, I have a decision to be made in that fact. If I choose not to take a vaccination because I don't believe in it, that is my right as a human being and as just the way life has always been. It's our choice. Okay? I don't give a crap about the go Brandon man in office. You know what? He can go Brandon himself right out the White House, as far as I'm concerned, because that I didn't vote for that crap. I'm not listening to that crap. There comes a time when a person has to stand up and know what he's doing is right. You know, if they're telling you you're not going to work, you're not going to shop, you're not going to do this, that, and the other till you get this so-called jab, well, let me tell you something. I no longer have to go to town if that's the case. I'm just not going to worry about it because, for one, they're not sticking me with that needle. You notice all the senators and different places are suing to drop this BS mandate? Well, I don't know if they will or they won't drop it, but I know either way, mandate or not, mandate is not a law, and it's not a law that I'm going to listen to. I'm speaking out against stuff today. I don't care. It is time that we stand up and our voices be heard, because there are people in this world. Now, look, I could care less. Now, I'm going to tell you this right now. I don't care what your stance is on this COVID crap, vaccine crap. I don't care. I don't care if you take it or not. That is up to you. That's what I'm getting at. It is up to you. It is a personal choice. I don't care if you want to get it or don't want to get it, because it's your choice, just like it's my choice. I don't care who likes it or who doesn't like it, because it doesn't affect them like it does me. I'm not going to just sit around and wait for them to tell me how I'm supposed to live. That ain't the way it's been in the past, and it's not the way it's going to go for me in the future. I am a person who stands my ground. I am a person who will help anybody who needs help. I am not going to be told I have to do something. I'm just not. And the way we live and the way a lot of other people are living says the same thing. You know, I know of plenty of different places where people were fired because of what they believed in and about their personal choice. And you know what? They got their jobs back because because everybody left and they had no employees to fill the position. So they had to hire them back. Here, our local area, we lost a lot of employees to the local TV station because guess what? They lost their jobs because they didn't get the jab, you know. And it's sad that it's coming to this. You know, I tell people all the time, it's good to have your stuff in order because you just don't know, because the wool has been pulled over everybody's face with this daggone mask. And now that people know that they've been lied to, they're getting pissed about it. And when they get pissed, they rebel. I never did wear a mask, and I'm not going to put one on. I look at it this way. If it's that bad, God handles my immune system, nobody else. So, I'm not going to take the stand. I mean, I'm taking a stand, but I'm not taking the jab. So, but with this being said, if you're going to be forced into doing something, then your choices have already been made. And I don't agree with those at all. And that's why I say, stand your ground. You know, we can do whatever we want to do. We were born free, you know. The powers to be, they're definitely trying to crunch it down to a communist nation. And I don't like to get into politics. I really don't. But it's getting to a point now, you've got to kind of speak where you stand, because if you don't, nobody knows where your point is. You know, we've been prepping for a lot of years, and I'm getting back to this subject, you know. Knowing how to cook over a bonfire, knowing how to take care of your homestead is a very important thing, because there may come a day where that's the only place you'll be able to go is your homestead. And with that being said, you got to also grow the food on your homestead. You got to be able to harvest the meat off your homestead, whether you're raising chickens and rabbits or goats, whatever the case be, cattle, pig, whatever. You got to have your protein, your meats, you know, this kind of thing. You got to have your dairy. So you need something you're going to have to milk to make butter and so forth with. You better learn how to deal with, in certain cases, maybe not having a good source of refrigeration. Unless you have a backup power system. You know, because if they keep pushing this BS, you've got to have this to get this. Well, you better figure out how you're going to make it. I'm one of these guys that if I have something in my hand and I need to modify it or make it work to fit something, I'm pretty good at building things. And this day and age, you better be good at building things because you might not always be able to buy them. So I don't stress this enough, and I probably need to say it a lot more. Spend that extra $10 a week for non-perishable food items. Get that extra bag of flour and sugar that you normally don't use. Get that extra bag of pasta or that extra couple blocks of butter or couple blocks of cream cheese, something. Start getting a little something you like to munch on to have for a snack or something you can cook for a meal. Try to have it where you have. You know, if you spend an extra $10 a week, you'd be surprised how much food you can buy when you hit it on sale. Or grow it. If you have a space to grow it. But try to remember, you don't always want to use fertilizers if you can't buy them. So think about your rabbit poop, your chicken poop, your goat poop. You know, you're going to have to build your growing pots. You know, whether it be flower bed, raised bed, or a garden, you still have to have so much natural fertilizer to make it grow. You know, part of the key thing to growing foods is having enough water on tap to make sure they have enough water for growing, whether that's rainwater or a well or just rain in general, you know, but you have dry parts of the year, so you have to have a water supply, you know. You know, I think if you're going to have homesteading, a homestead, you know, there's certain tools you need to have, you know, like a post hole digger, a tractor if you can do it. Whether it's a garden tractor or full-size tractor. Me, I use a golf cart, and I am in the process of getting an older diesel tractor as well. But yeah, our chainsaws are electric because they can plug in and charge off a golf cart. All my power tools are rechargeable. I haven't bought an air tool in a long time now because there's just no need to buy them anymore. Extra plumbing supplies are a very major asset to have on your homestead because you never know if you're going to have a disaster where everything freezes and breaks. Or, and again, in time when you maybe necessarily might not go to a store and be able to buy it because maybe they're closed or maybe you don't have the right vaccination to buy it. I mean, it's coming down to where things are getting strange. That's what I'm saying. For if you're on a homestead, I'm calling out on all homesteaders to just realize they know what's coming up. And, you know, every homestead has so many supplies to make them through. Now's the time you want to stock up and start buying a few more stuff that maybe you don't need. Ever think about buying screws by the 5 gallon bucket, you know? You buy a 5 gallon bucket of screws, it don't matter if it takes you 20 years before you open them. If you ever need them, you've got them. Like duct tape. Once you use duct tape, you know you're not going to quit buying it. You're going to have a roll you can always grab because it's always important to have a roll of duct tape on your homestead. Whether, I mean, there's lots of uses for duct tape. You know, I say for a supply list of stuff, it pays to have a tube of silicone here and there. Pays to have a tube of silicone here and there. Out the, you know, on your shelf or caulk. You know, caulk gun. You know, some of this stuff can dry up and go bad, so you want to keep it in a cooler, drier place. But it does pay to have some of that stuff on hand because you never know when you're going to have to make a repair around your home because you can't get somewhere to get it. I have black tar line, and it's just like a trout line or a throw line you throw out. It's a heavy duty line. You know, I buy it by the roll. You'd be surprised what you can do with that stuff. You know, if you have to tie something down in order for it to stay in the yard, or you got to tie a plant up with it or whatever, you've got it. You know, zip ties are another useful thing to have on your homestead. You know, this is why we prep, people. This is exactly why we prep. You know, good 5 gallon buckets are hard to find. So have you some food grade water buckets put up that you can use for harvesting, whether it be vegetables or berries or any kind of thing you're going to use in the woods for harvesting your meals, whether it be or jams or jellies, whether you're harvesting berries or vegetables, you know. Things you need on a homestead are these items. You know, if you're going to raise animals and have equipment, you better have stuff to fix fences, to mend fences with, or electric fences with, whatever. You have to have those supplies. You want to make sure you have medication for your animals. So if they get sick or you have to take care of them, you have the stuff there to take care of them with. And these are all things. It's good to know how to butcher animals if you don't know how to butcher animals. But, you know, one nice thing about rabbits, and not everybody knows how to, not everybody is cut out for butchering animals. Let me just put it that way. But a rabbit is a fairly easy animal to butcher. A lot of people, you know, if they're going to start off butchering an animal, you want to start off with something small so you can kind of in your mind figure up what a bigger animal is going to be like to take apart and to harvest and having a place to put it, the proper way to harvest that animal, you know, to properly keep it cold, ice it down, you know, this kind of thing. Properly store it, freeze it, whether you're salt curing it or you're going to smoke it, you know, this kind of thing. And if you want to tan a rabbit hide, there is a lot of good videos on tanning rabbit hides, by the way, on YouTube. Yeah, but these are all parts of preparations. You always want to have a good sharp knife. I mean, you know, your toolkit should have a good sharp knife in it, whether it's a bushcrafting kit or a homesteading kit. You know, you need to have the tools for the job. Whether, I mean, it's like me, I like channel locks, okay? A pair of channel locks on your golf cart, that you've got a tool that can, between a pair of channel locks, a crescent wrench and a flathead screwdriver, a Phillips screwdriver, you can pretty much take care of everything on, that you need for right there, wherever you're at, you know. If you can put a socket set on there, it's even better. But for basic needs, you know, if you have a good pair of pliers on there, you can take care of a lot of stuff, you know. Things I also like to do while we're talking about this, you know, any of these extra supplies for your homestead. When we're talking about supplies, we're not necessarily talking about food supplies. We're talking about stuff that'll help keep your water going. It'll help keep your utilities going if you live off-grid like us. You know, there's lots of things. You know, you can stock up on so many AA and AAA batteries, you know, for like clocks and this kind of thing and flashlights. But now we're getting to the point now where there's a lot of stuff that are coming out there lithium that are rechargeable. And I really like this idea of having smaller rechargeable batteries that you can recharge, because everything I have charges on solar, means we live off grid. So if you have a lithium battery that can plug into a USB port and charge up in your packs, whether it's for headlights, flashlights, whatever, that saves you money on buying batteries down the road. I'd rather have a few extra lithium batteries like 18650s or something in a box put up, that way if I know if my lithium powered flashlight goes out, whoopee ding, I got no battery, put it, charge up, and I'm good for another couple of years with it, you know. I mean, it's really amazing the technology that has came with the lithium technology. I don't necessarily going to say that it's the best thing out there, but as of right now, it really works good. And anytime you're on a large lithium bank like ours, is a 10K lithium bank, it's not that big, but for us it works. It's a lot different than what living off the grid used to be, because when we had our lead acid bank, you know, you had to run a generator, you know, you had to top off your load in the evening. I don't care how good a day you had, you was doing good if you had to go a week without using a generator. We have a lot of stuff that runs on our system, so power is very important to us, you know. So when we made the lithium change to lithium, we noticed right off the bat that the generator was one of them pieces of equipment that you could almost get away with not having. I mean, with a lithium battery, it's just night and day difference. There's just no comparison. And that has been a real game changer for homesteading, because now if you put a little money up and can save the money and afford to buy a lithium, and I'm not going to lie, lithiums are not cheap, but here's the thing, if you go to bigbattery.com, and I'm not giving a shout out to them particularly because maybe they have the best packs or whatever, da 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 da. That's not the case. I'm saying Big Battery. Reason why I'm saying Big Battery in particular is Big Battery has done an awesome job with their batteries. They come with a 10-year warranty, and they're half the price of everybody else. So with that being said, why would I buy a battery from anybody else? It is what it is. I'm going to where it's going to save me the most money, but I'm also looking at the quality of the build. And so far, out of all the batteries that I've messed with that are lithium, I've been lucky and have had the opportunity to go against one of the top name brand lithiums versus the Big Battery lithium. And performance wise, I don't see the difference from the expensive one to the cheaper one. So I like the Big Battery just for that selling point. It's just as good as any other lithium you're going to buy, and it's half the price. But the other thing is, they have a really cool way of buying online. They have where you can chat with somebody just by clicking on your phone and hitting the chat button, and they'll get right back to you. I'm telling you, it's a good company. And so if lithium looks like it's out of the question because you've been pricing these expensive solar batteries, look up bigbattery.com and see what they have to offer, because their prices are a lot cheaper. And in my opinion, they sell, I mean, their product is just as good as anybody else. Look, they're not sponsoring me in any way. I'm not getting anything from them. I buy my batteries just like anybody else buys their batteries. But they have done really good, and they've had good customer support. I've had no issues whatsoever with my battery. And I've actually sold a few batteries to other people in other states and give them the referral to call Big Battery, because it's been such a money-saving thing for us. But the power potential is just out of this world now, because you almost don't even need a generator. So these are supplies that you definitely want on your homestead. You want a good battery to run your home. That's a given. You want a solar system that's going to charge that battery. You want supplies to keep that system going. Now, one nice thing about a lithium solar system, once you have it built, it's maintenance free. You know, other than a check a plug-in here and there on your system itself with a panel snapped together to make sure there's nothing going bad that way, you have no corrosion on the lithium. You have no cables to clean. Everything is just kind of maintenance-free. It does its own thing. So if you're getting into solar, I know pennies are tight, but go to Big Battery and look up their batteries, because they're far cheaper than anybody else, and they perform the same as everybody else's. So that's a big, important step for, you know, if you're going to build something that takes a battery, and let's just be honest, the price of batteries is going through the roof right now. But if you're going to have to buy a battery, you might as well buy the lithium. And if you're going to buy a lithium, there's lots of sources out there. Price all your options, but give Big Battery a shot and look at what they have to offer. Because I got a feeling this is going to be a company to watch, because their battery prices beat everybody's. And from what I'm seeing, their packs are just, they're great. You know, they're well built, you know, and that's the important thing, is to have a safe, especially with a lithium, you want it safe, you know. But enough of that. But when you're homesteading, you want to make sure you have the supplies that it takes to keep it going. People, get your stuff in order, because people are taking a stand, and I think it's going to get real ugly before it gets better. And when the dust settles, you still want to keep going the way you've been going every day. You don't want to let it stop and disturb your pattern of life. You want to just, you know, me, when I wake up in the morning, I know I have X amount of work to do. I want to get done. And it takes care of my family. It takes care of me. It takes care of the animals. And, you know, it's just, we love it. You know, to us, it's the homesteading thing for us isn't so much about looking out at the world and we're going, wow, this is going crazy. For us, it's about living happy. But these choices they're taking from us, if we don't stand our ground, we're going to lose the privileges of breathing our own air. People, it's time to wake up and stand ground, because if you don't, the basic freedoms that we enjoy every day will be gone. I apologize, I hadn't got any fresh videos up and going on YouTube lately. It's just been kind of a busy time for us. We've been working on a lot of new things. And weather's changing, getting cool. We're waiting for the new tractor so we can skid some logs up to cut our firewood. We've already killed 2 hogs and have harvested them and made homemade bacon. I over-salted it. I salt-cured it too long, actually, is what I should say. So it made extremely good salted pork. So we're still working on that a little bit. But it came out really good, and it made some good meat for seasoning. So that I can deal with. We're on WordPress now, and that seems to be doing pretty good, and we're still the same as we are everywhere else. We have made some changes on our Facebook page. It was Off the Grid and On Solar, our personal blog, and now we have changed the name to Mall Family Homestead. We had the name correctly spelled, and then Facebook pulled F off family and put H on. So I got to wait so many days before I can correct that, but it's gonna be Mall Family Homestead. And we're going to have a lot more pictures and videos going up on what we're doing, and we're trying to get more leveled out on the homestead life, because everything is, for the most part, we're getting things built, we're getting, you know, everything has really been going good for us as far as on the homestead. We're building things, we're are keeping our animals happy, we're our plants, it's cold weather, has really hit in for us. Our plants are still really doing good. We got a Tunisian squash that may make it and actually start producing. Our bell pepper plants are still just flying off with piles of bell peppers, and it's only two or three peppers in where we have them at in the potting soil, but with the rabbit tea, these plants are going, I mean, just dropping peppers like crazy. So yeah, everything's been doing good. So even in the cold weather, some of our summer plants are still going, and they're going strong. So we're gonna see how long it goes before they finally wilt over and die from the weather being cold. It's cold enough that our wood stove is going, and it's cold enough this morning. I don't know if our thermometer was right, but our thermometer was pretty close to freezing. So we'll see what happens. If you're on YouTube, it's Off Grid Gary on YouTube. Don't forget to hit the like and subscribe button, and we're on Facebook Messenger. We'd love to hear from you guys. Let us know what you're doing. Let us know how you're prepping, and let us know how you're standing for the way you think stuff's the way it's going for you in your homestead. If you have any homesteading questions or need help figuring out which direction maybe you need to go as far as looking into solar or anything, we'll be more than happy to help you. Anything you need, just give us a holler. We've actually been smoking cheese on this cold weekend as well, so we got a fresh batch of cheese done. We'll put it in the refrigerator for a couple weeks in a Ziploc bag, and we'll have some really good tasty vittles to eat. So, but we're going to go ahead and call this an end for today. I wanted to be able to talk with everybody and let everybody know what's going on the homestead. And I want to let everybody know to stand up for their rights. Don't be pushed. Don't be walked on. Be vigilant and be safe. And we'll talk to you in the next one. Have a great day. Bye.